From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. The director of the Missouri Veterans Commission has resigned amid complaints about care at the St. Louis Veterans Home. After a closed meeting yesterday, new commission chairman Tim Noonan announced executive director Larry Kay's immediate resignation. The commission picked Missouri Air National Guard Colonel Grace Link to be interim director. Kay's departure comes after several reviews found no wrongdoing at the St. Louis home, but an independent investigation called by Governor Eric Greitens found substandard care there. Greitens, in response this week, replaced five Veterans Commission members and said both Kay and the home's administrator should be fired. It's up to the executive director to decide whether to fire Administrator Rolando Carter. A new proposal to the Columbia City Council could save time and money on a new terminal at the Columbia Regional Airport. The Columbia Missourian reports that Mayor Brian Treese announced yesterday that the new plan involves building the new terminal immediately south of the existing terminal instead of north. Treese says this will cut back on building new taxiways, airplane parking, and loading zones because the new location would use existing infrastructure. If the city council greenlights the plan, then the city has to wait for FAA to approve an existing environmental study for the area, which could also save 12 to 15 months of planning. In August, Columbia voters agreed to raise the city hotel tax in order to raise $10 million for the construction of the new terminal. Identical proposals in the Missouri House and Senate would overhaul Missouri's tax code and slash more than $1 billion in state revenue. Marshall Griffin has details.
In a nutshell, the bill would lower the top state income tax bracket to 4.8%, which is lower than the tax cut that passed 3 years ago, capping the top rate at 5.5%. The new bill would also completely exempt anyone who makes less than $4,000 a year from paying state income taxes. Republican Bill Eigel of St. Charles County has pre-filed the bill in the Senate.
I'm a big believer that we can make our government a bit more efficient, that we can do a better job with the money that's coming in, and we can actually ease that burden on the Missouri taxpayer.
In return for the lower income tax rate, the bill would cap the total amount of tax credits doled out each year at $425 million, and it would raise the state's fuel tax by 6 cents a gallon. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Democratic lawmakers have not responded yet to requests for comment. The 2018 session begins next month. The endowment of the University of Missouri's flagship campus in Columbia has topped $1 billion for the first time. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright announced the achievement yesterday, saying this attracts students and faculty to the institution. The university is eager to grow its enrollment. Since the protests in 2015, enrollment has dropped by almost 13%. The endowment shrank during the recession, but has increased by more than $400 million since the campus launched its latest fundraising campaign 6 years ago. The record high was reached through private gifts and stock market growth. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.